This story was produced as part of Next City's joint Equitable Cities Reporting Fellowship with Resolve Philly's Germantown Info Hub. Twice a month on Saturday mornings, sisters Sonia and Sanam Parikh drive out 45 minutes to pick up hundreds of pounds of food from Trader Joe's. As the founders of the People's Fridge, they've built a partnership with the company, which provides them with 8,000 pounds of food every month to distribute to residents of West Philadelphia. Along with a group of volunteers, the Parikh sisters sort and store the food in the 1,000-square-foot warehouse they've been operating in since January. Then they transport it to Cedar Park, where a line of families are often waiting in the park before the twice-monthly free food distribution begins. "When we planted the seed, we did not know how big it was going to grow," says Sonia Parikh, who co-founded the initiative in 2020 as a 24/7 community fridge where neighbors could drop off and pick up donated food. "And it was growing so rapidly because the need for food was growing so rapidly." The community fridge movement was born in Europe around 2012 and gained traction in Philadelphia and other US cities during the pandemic. From Germantown to South Philly, at least 40 community fridges are currently on the front lines of addressing food insecurity, with volunteers experimenting with different strategies to reach residents and scale up their operations to meet rising hunger levels. Philly has historically had higher levels of food insecurity as compared to the rest of the country, but a 2025 report from the city's Office of Homeless Services shows that the problem has seen a recent uptick, reaching nearly 20% after a decade of decline. The Share Food Program, the region's leading hunger relief organization, said in May that the state's 18 food banks have seen a 40% spike in need over the last 2 years. The program helps distribute food to more than 300 fridges and pantries around Philadelphia and runs an online database to help residents locate their nearest food pantry or community fridge. A June report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that levels of hunger across the nation have been at their highest since the pandemic, with non-white Americans, low-income households, and households with young children taking the biggest hit. Community fridge and food pantry organizers point to rising food costs, limited food options for families and retailers, and major federal shifts to benefit programs. More than 32,000 Philadelphians lost benefits between December 2025 and last month due to stricter eligibility requirements imposed by the Trump administration, per federal data. As traditional food aid systems face rising demand, benefit cuts, and less grant support, Philadelphia's community fridges have grown from pandemic mutual aid projects into a more permanent and increasingly large part of the city's hunger relief network. Here's a look at some of these community fridge and mutual aid efforts across the city. Inside the People's Fridge's new warehouse. Photo courtesy TPF. The People's Fridge, scaling through warehouse distribution. In September 2020, Sonia and Sanam Parikh launched the People's Fridge, TPF, as a way to carry on the legacy of their late father, who passed away from COVID-19. He had been a key figure in their local community and often provided meals for those in need. Their neighborhood had recently lost 6 supermarkets within a 2-mile, Sanam recalls. "People actually had nowhere to get food, and it was so obscene," she says. Whether it was because people didn't have jobs anymore because of COVID, or weren't able to go to a supermarket, or lack the ability to get transportation to get to further supermarkets, we realized that people in our immediate neighborhood were not sure on where to get groceries. They began by cooking 40 pans of lasagna every week for neighbors in need of support. By August 2020, they had installed a 24/7 public fridge near Malcolm X Park. Like most community fridges throughout the city, TPF's model began with neighbors and volunteers, donations, and effort. Volunteers bought groceries, stocked the fridge, and were reimbursed by TPF thanks to an online fundraiser. "We kind of started out as a little duo, and then we grew into 5, then 10, then 12, and today we have 40 active volunteers," Sonia says. "We saw a lot of success when the community started to help us build this vision as well. The demand for the fridge was obvious and immediate. Volunteers would drop off food 4 or 5 times a day, and the fridge would regularly be emptied out within 20 minutes. By 2025, organizers realized their three-door commercial refrigerator was insufficient to meet the level of need. This past January, TPF transitioned to a warehouse space, drastically expanding the capacity of food that organizers can store and share with residents. TPF is now equipped to provide neighbors in need with all types of groceries, including fresh produce, canned goods, snacks, dairy products, deli meat, pantry items, frozen meat and goods, and more. West Philly residents pick up food at a pop-up by the People's Fridge, held at Cedar Park on the second and fourth Saturdays of every month. Photo courtesy TPF. Their food distributions at Cedar Park are held on the second and fourth Saturdays of every month. Any food left over from the distribution is either stored in the warehouse or dropped off to other community fridges across the city. Since its founding, the People's Fridge has distributed more than 2 million pounds of food. But the need has only tripled or quadrupled since they began their efforts, Sanam says, because the long-term economic fallout of COVID-19 has gone unaddressed. Grocery stores in the area didn't open back up. Jobs never became the same. Funding dried up under the current administration. 60% of the grants that we would have applied for don't exist anymore, she says. I would consider things today so much more crisis-driven in terms of food supply, food cost, and scarcity than any time in 2020, and that's what's so devastating. Germantown Community Fridge, Meals, Markets, and 24/7 Mutual Aid. The Germantown Community Fridge was also founded in September 2020, during the initial waves of the pandemic. It's continued helping the local community battle food insecurity since. Neighbors can drop off and pick up fresh produce, dairy products, and canned foods, as well as prepared meals with a date and allergy label. As a 24/7 mutual aid resource, it's been fueled by volunteer support and community donations, as well as partnerships with local businesses. In the last 7 months, Fridge volunteers have cooked around 14,000 meals to distribute to the community, providing an average of about 2,000 meals a month. The community fridge can't happen without the community, says organizer Shannon Sims. I'm forever grateful for all the people that show up, whether they're taking food for the fridge or they're leaving food for folks at the fridges. I know we have a strong pool of volunteers that help in many ways, but there's also so many hands that touch the fridge that we're not aware of. Volunteers regularly pick up donations from a network of businesses that have partnered with the initiative, including the Northwest Mutual Aid Collective, Sharing Excess in West Philly, Bread and Beck's in Chestnut Hill, Weaver's Way Co-op in Germantown, Merzbacher's Bakery in Germantown, Philly Food Works in Hunting Park, and Germantown Kitchen Garden. Volunteers can also shop for groceries to fill the fridges and then receive reimbursements from Germantown Community Fridge. The fridge's organizers have also hosted public events to extend their outreach and impact. It began with an annual birthday party for the fridge every September. Now, the organization hosts neighbor table events every month in the basement of the First United Methodist Church of Germantown. We say that it's a community meal, Sims says. If you are in need, you can show up. If you just happen to be walking by the fridge, you can show up. We have people that are in the church for other events, and then they come down to grab a bite to eat. The Germantown Community Fridge partners with the First United Methodist Church of Germantown. Photo courtesy, GCF. Organizers try to make the event feel dignifying for participants. We use all real plates, all real silverware, and everything, just so it feels like a family meal more than anything else, Sims says. They can sit down and have a meal, and then take it to go, package and everything, whatever fits with their timeline of the day. Twice a week, congregation members and other volunteers cook meals for the fridge. Students from Green Street Friends School sometimes make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the fridge, helping teach youth about food access and mutual aid. They have also recently begun quarterly kindness market, which operate like a free pop-up grocery store where there's also pet foods, toiletries, and other essentials just to give some boost and support to neighbors. Sims says the need seems higher now than ever before, especially with cuts to SNAP, WIC, and Social Security benefits. But the level of support is also higher. Even day to day with the fridge, it can empty out within a half hour, and it can also get filled up within that half hour, she says. We have a couple different seniors that have spoken to us too over the years, especially as of lately, saying their social security just isn't cutting it enough. South Philadelphia Community Fridge, building a neighborhood network. With its first fridge launched in August 2020, the South Philadelphia Community Fridge, SPCF, is another mutual aid nonprofit that was founded during the pandemic. There was a real increased need for food aid and mutual aid resources in South Philly. A lot of people were having trouble making ends meet, says SPCF volunteer and organizer Benji Aaron. We had one location at the start, and we were like, pretty much, figure it out as we go, and we've really grown over the last 6 years. Today, the SPCF, which is fiscally sponsored by the Hack Foundation, has 8 locations across South Philly that operate as either fridges, pantries, or both, with a presence that spans from the Passyunk Square area all the way to Gray's Ferry. I would like the community fridges to be as prevalent as the corner store, Aaron says, so that people can go pop over and get what they need in their neighborhood and not have to worry about transportation or not being able to afford it. A robust network of partner organizations has also developed over the past 6 years, with food organizations including the Share Food Program, Small Things Philly, Double Trellis Food Initiative, Mighty Bread Company, and the People's Kitchen Philly. In spring of this year, JD Sports provided them with the funding to install their 8th fridge location at Audenried Charter School, purchasing the fridge, pantry, and materials to make a protective shelter. Students at the school helped build the fridge and shelter out of their old gym bleachers. Even with support from these partners and foundational grants, community contribution remains crucial. On their Slack chat of volunteers, Aaron said there are 600 members. Of those, 50 to 75 people actively volunteer on a weekly or even daily basis. People step up and pitch in, and it's really a great testament to the power of community and teamwork that we've been going on this long, Aaron says. We all are volunteers, and we all have busy lives with families, friends, commitments, and jobs, and it's really important that none of us feel like all the expectations or burdens are on one person at any one time. We can share resources and share responsibilities. SPCF also reimburses volunteers for up to $50 a week to buy groceries or ingredients for filling the community fridge with food and pre-made meals. Aaron says the need for the fridges remains high. Not a week goes by that I don't get an email from somebody saying, "Hey, how can I access the fridge? How does this work? I've got a terrible story about losing my job or losing my SNAP. How can I get help?" Aaron says. There's definitely been an uptick in that. The Friends Fridge, school-based food access. At St. James School in North Philly's Allegheny West neighborhood, its Welcome Table team serves as a resource hub for the school's community and its neighbors. Another mutual aid effort formed in 2020, the Welcome Table has aimed to bring residents closer to fresh food and other essentials in an area that some describe as a food desert. There's all these corner stores everywhere. We didn't have a ShopRite until like 2017, which is the closest grocery store, says Tiana Jones, assistant director of the Welcome Table. The corner stores are still what's present, and a lot of them just have junk in them. There's no healthy foods. Many Allegheny West residents have shared personal stories of food insecurity with her. When people are telling you stories about different things that they're going through, you begin to see it more, know that it's happening, she says. Then it's like, oh, we can disrupt change and do something about this. In 2023, St. James, Penn Charter, and MT, Erie Presbyterian Church, partnered up to work on food access. The following year, the Welcome Table Community Fridge was established at the school. Like most fridges and pantries, neighbors can find produce, breads, pastries, non-perishables, dairy, meat, and more. While we supply food, it's community-driven, Jones explains. So our neighbors and friends will donate. We like to say, share what you have, take what you need. Growing from a small network of supporters, they now have a team of 25 to 30 volunteers who help out with the fridge and at the Welcome Table's weekly no-cost farmers market, hosted every Saturday morning. The Welcome Table also has a 5-person staff that facilitates programming. Jones says community members have expressed that the fridge and free farmers market have helped them financially. Maybe they didn't have to focus on buying groceries this week because they were able to come to the market, Joan says. So then they could go and use that money that they would use for the market to go and pay that bill that they're behind on or pay towards something else that is helping them in their life. The farmers' markets now draw an average of 110 visitors, a number that's gone up since the effort began. Throughout the years, we've definitely seen expansion, Jones notes. With numbers getting higher in terms of attendance, and also with inflation and food costs rising, there's been more money put out on our end. Price Jamieson is Next City's Philadelphia-based Equitable Cities Reporting Fellow in partnership with Resolve Philly and its hyperlocal news project, Germantown Info Hub. Price was formerly Resolve Philly's engagement reporter. He is a graduate of Cabrini University's Digital Communications Program and has interned with Resolve Philly, the Bucks County Courier-Times, now known as Philly Burbs, and the Chestnut Hill Local. Add to the discussion. Next City sustaining members can comment on our stories. Keep the discussion going. Join our community of engaged members by donating today. Already a sustaining member? Log in here.